is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
We were just talking with Frank Vernuccio about the decision by many just to ignore the law. The decision by those in government to ignore the laws that apply to them and go with what they think is appropriate. To disregard the Constitution, to disregard statutes, to disregard the laws that have been put before us, and to do as they see fit. Because they have decided they will be the sole deciders of what is right and what is wrong. And they will dictate what the Constitution should and should not be. And they will decide whether they want to follow a law. And this applies to sanctuary cities. It applies to enforcement of immigration laws. It applies to, well, apparently to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, who yesterday voted to say it is not under the jurisdiction of the Attorney General of the state of Michigan, who last Friday said that their attempt to add protected classes to the Elliot Larson law is not legal. In the history of Michigan, Attorney General's decisions have been treated as the law when it comes to commissions like this, not necessarily in the courts. This case is not in the court, but the Michigan Civil Rights Commission responded Monday and said, that doesn't apply to us. Like, we're going to go ahead and do as we please. And if you are transgendered and feel that you've been discriminated against, we are going to continue to file your complaints and follow through. We're going to be covering that story here coming up in just about a half an hour here on the program. Don't miss that. It's just the latest evidence of the unraveling, if you will, of the norms of society. Now, I'm not saying which side of the argument you should be on for the LGBT community and whether or not you believe that gay and lesbian and transgender people should be protected classes. But if they should, it is the job of the legislature to make that so. It is not the job of unelected bureaucrats on commissions to create the law out of whole cloth. That would be my argument. That was the argument of the Attorney General, which I happen to agree with. Bill Schuette was right on this. Because when people just start deciding, I'm going to follow this law, but I don't like that law, then you have no society at all. There are no guidelines and no norms. It all begins to come apart. And that's true at every level. You know, if there was a group of people who, because if you break the law, you're held to account for that, generally speaking. If you drive over the posted speed limit, my experience is, you're likely to get a speeding ticket. You might be able to talk your way out of it, negotiate your way out, but more often than not, you will not. If you don't pay your taxes, by law, there's a price to pay for that. If you commit crimes, there's a price to pay for that. If you're here illegally, then you're here illegally. You see that? The word is illegally. You're not here following the laws, then there's a price to be paid. Except that in this day and age, apparently some governments think that they can go ahead and pick and choose the laws that they want to enforce based on their own political ideology. That's not the way it's supposed to work. America is supposed to be a nation of laws. And the Michigan Civil Rights Commission is no different. They do not have the privilege to pick and choose which laws they want to follow. They do not have the privilege to pick and choose the laws they want to follow and ignore the rest. They do not have the power as a body, as a commission, to extend the statute. They are not part of the legislative branch of government. Very simple system we have here. Lawmakers put forth bills, write laws, vote on those statutes, and then put them forth for the governor or whoever the chief executive is to sign and put into law. We don't have the latitude to do otherwise, because if we do, there is no structure at all. And if there is no structure, there is anarchy, and we have no republic because we have no foundational principles. We're no longer a nation of laws, period. And I, for one, am tired of seeing this. If you want something changed, call your senator, call your representative, make a difference. Get together with a group of people, make a grassroots effort to change something. Get something on the ballot. Get something on the November ballot for everyone to vote on if you feel strongly about it. Call your state senator. Call your U.S. member of Congress. Call whomever. If you feel strongly about something, make a stink. Make a difference. Make something move forward. But you don't get to pick and choose what laws you want to follow without there being consequences. Because if you just ignore the law, you will be held to account. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. I mean, what are we teaching our children if we teach them that, well, sanctuary cities are good and sanctuary states are good? Well, okay, mom, dad, it's okay to ignore the law if I don't like it. Is that what you're teaching me? So if I'm at school and it says I have to be in class at 8 o'clock, but I show up at 8:10, no big deal, mom, dad. It's cool because I'm just following the rules I want to follow. Is that okay with you? Oh, hey, mom, dad, I had a couple of beers. I drove the car. No big deal, right? Because I'll just follow the laws I want to follow. Me and my friends thought it'd be cool to have a couple of beers. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? If you're teaching your children that, well, we're only going to follow the laws we like. We're only going to go with what we like, and what we don't like, we're going to ignore and sidestep and go around. I think that the Michigan Civil Rights Commission is going to find out the hard way. Now, there's some people we know well here on this program that are calling for them to be removed by the governor. The Great Lakes Justice Center and others are calling on the governor to remove the Michigan Civil Rights Commission because they're violating their oath of office. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. They're violating their job because they're not following the Constitution. They're violating their positions that were granted them. And remember, the Civil Rights Commission can exact penalties against people, financial penalties, you know, take away licenses to do work and so forth. State licensing can be removed. Penalties can be imposed, financial penalties. The rule of law matters. The rule of law matters at the state level and the federal level. And if you want to change the laws, then, well, you need to do something about that. The roads to Michigan's future, by the way, paved by hardworking construction workers earning a great living, building something bigger than themselves. If you're interested in learning more about the many opportunities in a career in construction, go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. By the way, it's Tuesday. That means, coming up a little bit later, the sexiest job of the week. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. The sexiest job of the week. I'll have your big announcement coming up a little bit later here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.